This morning, I'd like to ask you a question. If I can get my paper straightened out. How do you want to be remembered? Kind of a silly question, but really when you think about it, and maybe because I had kind of a life-altering event, I started thinking about this. How do you really want to be remembered when you're not here anymore? And it's that question that I think we all have to answer someday. Some of us can't answer that question because in the eyes of other people, we will be remembered as they remember us. So let's turn to Romans 8. I'm going to be using this a little later on, but let's turn to Romans 8 to start with. And further on in my presentation, I'll tell you why. Romans 8:28. Well, I'm going to start at 27, but anyway. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Keep that in your minds just for a few minutes. Now, how would I want to be remembered? Well, in my friend Kurt's eyes, it would probably be too many penalties on the ice. Maybe driving too fast. Hey, Ron? Some of the things that I did in my past, I wish that people would forget. But they won't, because that was part of me. But do I want to be remembered for that? Not really. So, now we all know that we are going to die sooner or later. And when that happens, whatever life we have lived then becomes the legacy that we leave behind for all time. So here are some thoughts that I came up with for how I would like to be remembered. First and foremost, I'd like to be remembered that I was a sinner. Now, you might think that's a rather strange thing to be remembered for. But I am not just a sinner. I am a sinner who was forgiven by God and through the grace of Jesus Christ. And as stated in John 3:16, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So yes, I am a sinner. I still am. But I'm a saved sinner. Some verses that I found recently that I would like to live by that should reinforce this life of a saved person are, first of all, 1 Peter 2:23. So keep Romans 8:28 in mind. 1 Peter 2:23. And the reason I picked this one was because I can be very quick to retaliate if things don't go the way I like them to. And here, Peter is talking about Jesus, and he says, "He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threatened revenge when he suffered, or left his case. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." It's a hard thing to do when we don't feel we're being hard done by. But if we're going to believe in Jesus and that he is our Savior, aren't we supposed to live like he did? So how about 2 Peter? Chapter 1 and 5, from 5 to 7, I guess. In the view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with generous provision of moral excellence with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with patient endurance. There's one that I have trouble with. Patient endurance. And patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. And I'll read verse 8 too. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are the things that we need to do if we want to follow Jesus. Now, I have to admit that I don't always follow this. I am not one that likes to stand in line. I'd rather go home before I stand in line. But sometimes we need patient endurance. And there's nothing we can do about it. Not too long ago, I was working again a bit for the colony, and I got into a traffic jam, and there was no way I could go anywhere. And they don't even have a radio in their vehicles. So I couldn't even listen to radio. Stood there for 20 minutes, and I tell you, I did not have very much patience or endurance after that. But that's what he asked us to do. So, do I always live the way these Bible scripture say we should? No. But I've tried. And when I failed and still fail, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, then I have to make it right with a person and with God. So how do I want to be remembered? As a repentant sinner who fought the good fight, didn't win all the battles that Satan tempted me with, but is forgiven by God through Jesus Christ. Now, go back to Romans 8:28, and it'll become apparent why this has become important to me. I didn't even know that this happened. Shane Doan was a hockey player that played for Arizona Coyotes for 21 years, except for 1 year with the Jets, right in the beginning. Now, I don't usually talk too much about famous people, and I don't know if he was all that famous. But about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and those of you who were watching on TV, it was Arizona and the Jets playing, and they had an hour before that, they had a whole hour because Shane Doan's number was going to be retired. And I had it on while I was preparing supper, and everybody was talking about, and they had speaker after speaker, how good this man was. And I thought to myself, and I didn't know Shane Doan, I was a hockey player. This man's either got to be a superhero or he's got to be a Christian. Because although they were talking about his feats on the ice, it was always what he did off the ice that came over and over again with all the speakers, including Jerry Betwin, who's the head of the NHL. And so when Shane Doan came up to speak, I learned right away, and anybody that was listening to that knew right away, this man was a Christian. And 21 years that he lived in Arizona, he did more for that place off the ice than on the ice. But I also know that he played very hard on the ice, and I heard one player say that when Shane Doan hit you, you were hit and you stayed hit. So he played hard. But isn't that what we're supposed to do when we do our jobs? By the way, Jack, congratulations. Jack finally retired.
Work starts now.
So, Shane Doan. In the celebrity world, pardon me, Doan grew up in an environment of wholesome and healthy activity. His parents own and operate Circle Square Ranch, a Christian camp for the kids of all ages in Halkirk, Alberta. The camp offers horseback riding, swimming, and archery. So he grew up in a Christian way. But Doan, the captain of the Phoenix Coyotes, decided early that he would do things God's way, not his way. And in the NHL, that takes a little bit of fortitude. And his dad said we would go over some of the verses at supper time. One verse in particular that we constantly brought to Shane's attention was, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not human masters, as in Colossians 2:23. Well, if you took that to heart, no wonder when you got hit, you got hit. Shane got injured and he missed a few weeks in 2006. But I was back being able to play after a short break, which is good because I didn't like just watching. When things like that happen, you realize how little control you really have over your life. This is Don speaking. The more you fight for control, the more frustrated you get. You need to accept what God is doing in your life. You may have questions, but you don't let them consume your thoughts. You have to enjoy the blessings of every day. And then he went on to say, I remind myself that I don't have the hard problems some other people have. If they can still praise, and yet they can still praise God, so why shouldn't I? And then he goes on to say, the more often you make the right decision, the easier it gets. Not to say I've never made mistakes, but when I do, I am thankful for a forgiving God who is there for me. And then, as a good Christian man he was, right there on the ice, he he talked about God, and he said, I am so thankful that I have a creator that created me to give me the talents that I have. I am so thankful that the creator gave me the mind that I have, and it is only through Jesus that everything was possible. And then he went on and gave credit. He says, my wife is an incredibly strong Christian and has made my life considerably better. I am so blessed to have her. My greatest accomplishment in life was convincing her to marry me. His four children, they are all, as far as I know, and I've done a little bit of research, they're all Christians. How is he going to be remembered? For all the goals he scored? Yeah, for a while. But how about the autistic children that he helped in and around Phoenix? How about the people that he went to see in the hospital and prayed with them? That's where he's going to be remembered. How about all the other hockey players that came to him? That's how he's going to be remembered. Yes, he did have some accomplishments in the world that he was living in, but he's living for God. And that's the way I want to be remembered, living for God. You're going to have to fill in the blanks, those that are left behind when I die, because you're going to remember me or all of us sitting here in a different way. So I ask you again, how do you want to be remembered?